Last time on Culturefile, I was talking to Arto Bifas, a former United Nations counter-terrorism analyst who, along with the Italian art director Francesco Trevini-Bellini, created a style guide to the visual iconography of some of the world's paramilitary forces. Through the book, Bifas aimed to open a conversation about different ways of looking at and dealing with terrorism, as he explains in the second part of our conversation.
The organizations I looked at for the book Branding Terror, they want to achieve a certain political aim, and most of the time with violent means. Therefore, they use symbols that carry this message. Most of the time, it's a weapon, a machine gun, a sword. The symbols they use, I mean, of course, they bring the group together, because once they put it on the shirt, they identify with the group. We see this now with ISIS in Iraq and Syria, carrying this black flag around, and people in Indonesia and Turkey start selling T-shirts with the exact same symbols in order to identify themselves with the ideas of the Islamic State, Islamic Caliphate. But most of the time, these symbols are used to convey a certain message to the outside as well. It's like with Nike or Adidas. You know, if I wear Nike shoes, I want to say something like, I like quality, I'm a sporty guy, and so forth.
As we're talking about ISIS, another part of the branding, which it's fascinating things are happening around, is the actual name of the organization. And it seems as though when the American government and when President Obama talks about ISIS, he prefers the term ISIL. And that seems like a transgression in branding as much as a political point. But the two are actually quite bound up in what even the name of that organization is.
Yes, that's correct. They basically don't want to acknowledge the territorial claim that the group makes. And if you start to call them ISIS, you are acknowledging part of the action. So it's essentially, yes, it's correct. They don't want to brand the organization in the way ISIS sees themselves. Also, nobody calls them an Islamic State, even though their actual name is Islamic State right now. It's not even ISIS anymore.
Did you see lots of evidence of the powers, the nations such as America and Europe, trying to interfere with the branding of these organizations, or the states that they're in conflict with trying to interfere with the branding of these organizations?
There was quite a big coverage of the first beheading that the group did. There was almost no coverage of the second beheading the group did, which is interesting. In itself, ISIS or the Al-Qaeda Iraq, they use beheading in a very interesting way. For them, it's not a political statement, really. They do it just because they want to do it. Even Al-Qaeda Central, let's say, there are some letters that were found in the compound where Osama was killed, Osama bin Laden. There were some letters, and media advisors were telling to Osama bin Laden to publicly disassociate themselves with the group that was formerly Al-Qaeda in Iraq, that is now ISIS. Basically, they were too cruel for Al-Qaeda Central, and the people around bin Laden told to the franchise, let's say, in Iraq, please stop these unnecessary killings. We are just losing followers over that. They do not want to do this, killing just for the sake of killing.
Your book intends to be quite apolitical, but as often happens with things that tend to be apolitical, they do kind of favour a dominant power.
Yeah, of course. Taking lists of certain countries randomly and not of others can be regarded as a political statement, of course. But maybe there will be a second volume of the book where I take designated terrorist list of Iran, let's say, or North Korea, you know, of the other side, let's say, if there is two opposing sides in ideology, and look at the logos. But then you will be analyzing the American flag and the Israeli flag. Yeah, it's difficult. I mean, the market I've done this book for is designers in the West, mainly. maybe to gain a little bit a different approach to terrorism, because they see it, they see blood, they see people killed, which is all horrible, but it doesn't really help to fight it in a way. It doesn't really help to understand it. But if you look at it, if you look at a terrorist group as a corporation, it might add something. Maybe it doesn't. I mean, I've heard people who were using this book as an inspiration for creating logos for armies in like games, in like shooting games and things like that. I cannot control what people will be doing with the book. My aim was to write a book that people can look at and understand what message are these groups communicating, and can we understand this message by looking on their logos. Time magazine publishes articles about the flag. Time magazine never said anything about the logo of a terrorist group. Never, ever. Now they do it, and they're not the only ones. Branding agencies now talk about it. Branding agencies analyze the magazines of the terrorist group. They analyze how they do it. So they basically look there to take something from for their clients, which is quite interesting. There is many people contacted me with their own works. This one lady, she looked at the terrorist group as performance artists. I mean, it's very sad to hear this by somebody who lost a friend or family member in a terrorist attack, you know? But we need to see the value in people taking different approaches to understanding terrorism. Because obviously all the means that we are using to fight terrorism are not successful, because they use methods that are not working. You know, if you want to fight terrorist group, you need to find their brand. You don't need to find the people, because the brand is what conveys the message. And this book is one first step, because it looks nice and the information is easy enough, it's accessible. It lies there on the coffee table. Maybe somebody picks it up just because he likes the way it looks and reads through it. And there you go. He knows more about terrorism than he did before. And understanding something is the way to fight it. That's the message.
Branding Terror, The Logotypes and Iconography of Insurgent Groups and Terrorist Organizations by Beifus and Bellini is published by Merrill Books.